Point number six, proper timing. Because the best sizzle in the world, dressed up telegraphically with bouquets of action and plenty of which, what, where, when, and how will flop the thud. If your timing is improper, if you rap at a front door too early in the day, too late in the day, if you see a prospect too early or too late, or at the wrong time, the best sales talk will flop. Little Wilbur wanted some candy. It was Sunday. Papa was sitting in the chair, comfortably reading the paper. Little Wilbur knew that if he said, "Daddy, how about some candy?" Daddy would have given him all kinds of excuses, such as, "Candy is no good for little boys. Candy will make holes in your teeth. It'll spoil your dinner." Wilbur was too smart. He says, "Dad, do you mind putting my bicycle out in the front porch?" Well, that wasn't so far away from the chair. So Dad put the bicycle out in the front porch. The minute it got on the front porch, Wilbur said, "Daddy, why don't you put it out on the sidewalk in the sunshine? Mama says I need sunshine." Well, it wasn't far from the front porch then to the sidewalk, so Dad put it out there. Wilbur jumps on his bicycle, and then he said, "Dad, why don't you push me down to the corner drugstore and buy yourself a cigar to smoke after dinner?" Well, that was a pretty good idea. So Dad pushed Wilbur down to the drugstore. And while Dad was buying the cigar, then Wilbur said, "Daddy, can I have a candy bar?" That was proper timing. That was getting in step with the other fellow. So you see, these 5 points, plus the sixth new one, will help you get a job, a promotion, a sweetheart, or a sales order, to get you more happiness in the home, more social success, and greater business gains. So here these points are again very slowly, so you remember them for the rest of your lives. First, don't sell the steak, sell the sizzle. Two, don't write telegraph. Three, say it with flowers. Four, don't ask if, ask which. Five, watch your bark. And six, proper timing.